Our dairy has received a prominent share in the general improvement. Last year, an aqueduct was placed in the dairy, by means of which water is now obtained for running the churn. We have purchased Teed's Maelstrom water motor. With our present arrangement, it can be used at any time with but very little trouble. In the church family, we use the Davis swing churn, and those who manage it consider the churn a success. Elders Fidella Estabrook, 1894.
Feeding and clothing the Hancock community was a basic need, so processing milk into butter and cheese and weaving cloth were some of the first activities the Hancock sisters took on as the community formed. Local farmhouses in the world often had butteries next to the kitchen, and a loom was a familiar tool in the attic. But this dairy had to grow big enough to feed the expanding Shaker community and to sell extra milk, butter, and cheese to neighbors. The textile production had to be efficient and produce larger quantities of cloth. The water-powered mills of New England grew quickly and wove more cloth faster and cheaper than the Shakers could. By the mid-1800s, weaving ceased to be sisters' work. But they adapted their efforts to changing markets. They turned to producing other desirable products, like cloaks. How do today's industries make changes when old ways can no longer sustain them?
The ancient method of hand churning will soon be a thing of the past with us, as it has long been with most of our communities. Sister Julia L. Sweet, 1893.
Take the stairs to the second floor and see the textile tools and talk with the village staff. Hear about weavers and dairy sisters by pressing the green button.